Sophia, your catechism question this week. How should the Sabbath be spent? And the answer is in prayer and praise, in hearing and reading God's word, and in doing good to our fellow men. In prayer and praise, in hearing and reading God's word, and in doing good to our fellow men. Now, this is very simplistic, but it could have been put more simply, in the public and private worship of God. Those deeds of necessity and mercy that the Bible shows us on the Sabbath, especially in the Lord Jesus' keeping of the Sabbath, were not just generic or general deeds of necessity or generic or general deeds of mercy. They were deeds of necessity in order to be with Jesus. So walking with Jesus and eating what is available because you are with Jesus. And they were deeds of necessity in order to be with Jesus and to worship Jesus well. So the man who was in church, but he was the object of everyone's attention, because those who were waiting to see if Jesus would follow their rules, rather than recognizing that Jesus is the Lord, about whom the Sabbath has always been, and see and making sure that they follow his rules by gathering to him and giving him their worship. So the ones who wanted to see if Jesus would be following their rules, they had their focus on this man who was suffering. And so both their focus on him and his suffering were interrupting his own worship, inhibiting his own worship and the worship of others. And the Lord Jesus extended to him the mercy of removing both of those problems for him by healing him. And so doing good to our fellow man is especially those goods or that good which enables them to gather to the Lord on his day. So it's not like you save up a bunch of charity work and you do that on the Lord's Day. That's not what the Lord's Day is for. Now, when your answer says prayer and praise and hearing and reading God's word, it's using that as a part for the whole of worship. That worship, generally speaking, is full of praying, praising, and reading and hearing God's word. Whether that's the public worship in which you hear the preacher, or the family worship in which you hear your father, or your secret worship in which you just read the word of God. But worship should have prayer and praise and the reading of God's word. It's also a day, of course, for taking the Lord's Supper. So public worship and private worship. But that's what is being conveyed here, rather than leaving it to the child's imagination or desire or invention of what worship is, we are told directly the Sabbath should be spent in prayer and praise, in hearing and reading God's word, and in doing good to our fellow men, which of course is especially enabling them to gather to the worship of God and worshiping with them. In prayer and praise, in hearing and reading God's word, and in doing good to our fellow men.